Exactly. You're getting the hang of it. You have to go and do what we know you're going to do because you've already done it. In fact, if you hadn't done it already, I wouldn't be here to make sure it gets done, so you'd better do it.
Facing, terrible dangers?
The kangaroo waved a paw. Slightly terrible, it said.
And go for many miles over parched and trackless terrain?
Well, yeah. We haven't got any other sort.
Rincewind brightened up slightly. And I'll meet comrades whose strengths and skills will be a great help to me.
Don't bet on it.
Any chance of a magic sword?
What would you do with a magic sword?
Fair enough, fair enough. Forget the magic sword. But I've got to have something. Cloak of invisibility? Potion of strength? Something like that?
That stuff's for people who know how to use them, mister. You'll have to rely on your native wit.
I've got nothing. What sort of a quest is that? Can't you give me any hints?
You may have to drink some beer, said the kangaroo.
It cringed back for a moment, as if confident of facing a storm of objections. Rincewind said, Oh, right. Oh, well, I know how to do that. What direction am I supposed to go?
You'll find it.
And when I get to where I'm going, what am I supposed to do?
It'll be obvious, right?
And how will I know I've done it?
The wet will come back.
The wet what?
It'll rain.
I thought it never rained here, said Rincewind.
See, I knew you were smart.
The sun was setting. The rocks around the edge of the cave glowed red. Rincewind stared at them for a while and reached a brave decision. I'm not the man to shirk when the fate of whole countries is in the balance, he said. I will make a start at dawn to complete this task which I have already completed by hokey, or my name isn't Rincewind.
Rincewind, said the kangaroo.
Indeed.
Well said, mate. Then I should get some sleep if I were you. Could be a busy day tomorrow.
I've not been found wanting when duty calls, said Rincewind. He reached into a hollow log, and after some rummaging around, pulled out a plate of egg and chips. See you at dawn, then. 10 minutes later, he stretched out on the sand with the log as his pillow and looked up at the purple sky. Already a few stars were coming out. Now there was something. Oh, yes. The kangaroo was lying down on the other side of the waterhole. Rincewind raised his head. You said something about when he created this place, and you talked about him.
Yep.
Only, I'm pretty sure I've met the creator. A short bloke. Does all his own snowflakes.
Yeah? And when did you meet him?
When he was making the world, as a matter of fact. Rincewind decided to refrain from mentioning that he'd dropped a sandwich into a rock pool at the time. People don't like to hear that they may have evolved from somebody's lunch. I get around quite a lot, he added.
Are you coming the raw prawn?
What? Oh, no, certainly not. Coming a raw prawn? Not me. That's something I never do. Or even cooked prawns. Or crustaceans of any sort, especially in rock pools. Not me. What was it that you actually meant?
Well, he didn't create this place, said Scrappy, ignoring him. This was done after.
Can that happen?
Why not?
Well, it's not like, you know, building on over the stables, is it? Said Rincewind. Someone just wanders along when a world's all finished and slings down an extra continent.
Happens all the time, mate, said Scrappy. Bloody hell, yeah. Why not, anyway? If other creators go around leaving ruddy great empty oceans, someone's bound to fill them up, right? Does a world good too, having a fresh look, new ideas, new ways.
Rincewind stared up at the stars. He had a mental vision of someone walking from world to world, sneaking in extra lands when no one was looking. Yes, indeed, he said. I, for one, would not have thought of making all the snakes deadly and all the spiders deadlier than the snakes, and putting pockets on everything. Great idea.
There you go, then, said Scrappy.
He was hardly visible now as the dark filled up the cave. Made a lot of them, has he?
Yep.
Why?
So's maybe at least one of them won't get mucked up. Always put kangaroos on them too, sort of a signature, you might say.
Does this creator have a name?
No. He's just the man who carries the sack that contains the whole universe.
A leather sack?
Sounds like him,
the kangaroo agreed. The whole universe in one small sack?
Yep.
Rincewind